Good morning. Our question today when it comes to Kibud Avim is, how about showing kavod to a mother-in-law and a father-in-law? Is it only a mother and father, or how about when somebody gets married? Indeed, how about kavod to the in-laws as well? So we are going to start off in the tour this time, in the tour Shulchan Aruch, not in the Shulchan Aruch, the tour. And first we're going to contrast two statements in the tour. When it comes to giving kavod to somebody's older brother, the tour's language is instructive. Chayav Adam bekavod achiv hagadol kikavod aviv. Somebody has to show kavod to his older brother, eldest brother, kikavod aviv, like he shows kavod to his father. That is the statement when it comes to kibud ach gadol. The standard for that is it has to be like the kavod that one gives to a father. On the other hand, in contrast, somewhat in contrast, v'chayav lechabed chamiv dichsiv va'avi re'ei gam re'ei. When it comes to a father-in-law, the Torah says there's an obligation to show kavod to a father-in-law. He brings a pasuk, we'll get to that in a little bit, but he does not say kekavod aviv. So that's an interesting contrast between the two. Now the pasuk that is brought here is something that David HaMelech said to Shaul after Shaul came into the cave that David and his warriors were in, and the warriors wanted David to kill Shaul, who was using the cave as a bathroom. And David refused, and David simply cut off the corner of his garment. And thereafterward, after Shaul exited, David HaMelech calls to him in this language, Ravi Re'ei Gam Re'ei, my father. He's referring to his father-in-law, Shaul. David was married to Shaul's daughter, and he's referring to him as Avi Re'ei Gam Re'ei, take a look, as Knaf Mi'ocha, that I cut off the corner of your garment. So the Torah is bringing that. It's not the Torah initiating this drasha, as we'll see shortly, but this is the Torah that is bringing this drasha to say that there is kavod that is required to give to a father-in-law, because we saw David HaMelech himself gave his own father-in-law kavod by calling him Avi. So in that vein, we're going to learn through the Bach. And the Bach says as follows, when it comes to giving kavod to one's father-in-law, hu hadin chamoso, it's not only one's father-in-law, but it's one's mother-in-law as well. V'chi chayin kasuv lehedje b'sefer tzedek l'derech, hu pashut, it's obvious, just like we have kibud av ve'em, we also have kibud chami v'chamoso, it is so pashut, says the Bach. This is an obvious thing. It's actually in the name of the Sefer Tzeid al Aderach. Now, what's interesting, he continues here and he says, Milashon Rabbeinu Yired, it appears from the language of the Tzur, She'enu Chayav Ki'im Lechabdo Kederech Shemechabed Haskenim. The way that you have to give kavod to your father-in-law, same thing as the mother-in-law, is the kavod that, not the kavod that you give to a father or mother, but the kavod that you give to elderly, bekimo, vehido, kiyotze, like standing up when they're in your vicinity within four amos, that's when you would stand up. So that's the type of kavod that has to be given to a father-in-law and a mother-in-law and the like, but not the kavod that is given to a parent. Where do you learn that from in the language of the Torah? So I foreshadowed it a little bit because we saw juxtaposing the language Chayav Adam Mekavod Achiv Agadol when talking about giving kavod to the older brother. It says Kikavod Aviv, but when it says giving kavod to the father-in-law, it did not say Kikavod Aviv. So in fact, there's a Ha'ara in the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah Shulchan Aruch that I'm using, and Hara says as follows, that apparently that when the Bach says that from the language of the Torah we can see that the kavod that is required to father-in-law is not the same as a father, he points out it's because of this contrasting language in the Torah that when it comes to the older brother, it says kikavod aviv, but when it comes to the father-in-law, it doesn't say kikavod aviv. So that is the distinction, that's the language that we can see from the Torah, that there is a distinction between an older brother. Older brother is like the kavod of the father, but when it comes to the father-in-law, it is not like the kavod of the father. It is like the kavod given to other zakenim, for example, standing up. So that is where we are right now. I think I'm going to divide this into two because it's getting a little bit longer than expected because we still have some ground to cover. Amir Tzashem, I'm talking about kavod to the in-laws. So we will stop here. Bottom line at this point is there's definitely kavod that's required? Is it like the father, or is it like zakenim, the elderly? And Emir Tashem, we will continue on that point next time. Have a wonderful day.